Hi there, Chris Lockin on 97.7WLQI.com and 97.7FM WLQI. I'm excited to be joined right now by member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, the class of 2011, and a former Chicago Blackhawk, great Ed Belfour. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, no problem whatsoever. And the reason we're having you on is you started a brand new venture. It's called Belfour Spirits, and we're really excited to talk about that. But before we get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about your hockey career. The one question when I told people that you're going to be on, they kept going, well, where did the Eagle come from? Can you tell us where the nickname Eddie the Eagle came from?
Yeah, so my first goalie mask that I had made, the specialty goalie mask that everyone wears now, I asked for a mean-looking bird from Greg Harrison, who's the mask maker out of Toronto, Canada. And he decided to put two awesome eagles on my mask. And then Mike Keenan was our coach then, and he started calling me Eddie the Eagle. So that's where it came from.
Oh, very cool. Because as you said, those type of helmets or masks really weren't in vogue then. So that really made you stand out as a unique player at the time.
Yeah, I believe it did for sure. It gave me that identity, the Eddie the Eagle. And I was wearing a helmet with a screen on it, like most of us did when we first started in the pros. And that technology that went into those masks, sure saved, a lot of head injuries. When you would get hit in the head, back with the helmet, you would get cut open and most times get a concussion. So I was very thankful to get that new mask.
Oh, exactly. That also transitioned into baseball with a lot of catchers going to that. And now pretty much you see catchers wearing a similar headgear in baseball. And again, like you said, it helps save a lot of head injuries from catchers as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's definitely used in that area, and I believe those guys enjoy it too. Anytime you can prevent injuries and being cut open, that's definitely helpful.
That's exactly right. And you had the opportunity, you played in the old Chicago Stadium as well as the United Center. What's one of your favorite memories from playing in the old Chicago Stadium?
Well, there's a lot of great memories there. That was the best place to play in the league, in my opinion. The fans were right on top of the ice and the players, and they were so loud and so energetic. Of course, the national anthem there is unbelievable. I'll never forget that. Anybody who's experienced that will never forget that. The pipe organ and the national anthem and just, all the excitement that goes on, with the fans. And another thing that I'll never forget is I'd get there early before games, and I'd go sit out in the stands and just look up at the banners and, the quietness before the game. That was always something I enjoyed.
Yeah, I went to a few games as a kid in the stadium and been to a few Bulls games. Was lucky enough at a Bulls game to actually get floor seats, and I'll never forget, I was sitting there and my feet were cold and I didn't realize they just had carpet runners over the ice. So I was sitting there and I was at a seam and I pulled back and I realized there was ice, and I was so jacked that I was able to put my hand on the ice about how many great hockey players had skated on that ice. I mean, had melted and been replaced over the years, but that's that many great players had played there, and that was a highlight of my life. I was a teenager when that happened, so believe me, I understand looking up at those banners and all that history in that building. That had to be something, especially to sit in there, in pregame and realizing, kind of spending time with the spirits in the building, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. It was a magical building, and this just loved playing there, and like you said, so many great players played there before me, and it was such a treat to play there and be part of a lot of great things there. I was there the night that they put Glenn Hall's, Bobby Hall's, Tony Esposito, and Stan Mikita's jerseys up in the rafters, and I was part of that ceremony. It brought tears to my eyes. I was on the bench, fortunate enough to participate in that. It was just an awesome event, and I'll never forget that too.
Yeah, that would be an awesome event. So we're going to fast forward a little bit. We go to, you know, you've retired by now. And where did the whole Belfer Spirits idea come from, and what got you interested in going into the whiskey business?
Well, after I was finished playing in 08, I looked for, you know, something to try to replace, you know, that feeling of going to the arena and being with the guys and, you know, the excitement of playing the games. And, you know, that's almost impossible to replace. And, you know, you do it for 20 some years and, you know, it's just, you know, in you, like you miss it so much. So I tried to find something that excited me, you know, something that I could do with my family and my friends. And, you know, this business is a lot of fun. I mean, you're making whiskey and bourbon and rye whiskey, and it's just, you know, it's a very creative spirit. No two whiskeys taste exactly the same. And, you know, we put a lot of effort into creating these unique flavors that we've put in our rye whiskeys and in our bourbon. So take great pride in it. And, you know, Dane and I started this venture about 5 years ago. A lot of research and development. We went to school for it. And, you know, it's just an awesome business to be in. So I couldn't think of anything else I'd want to do right now. It's a second dream come true for sure.
Speaking of, you know, say you went to school for that, I know people are going, what? You went to school for that? On your website, BelferSpirits.com, I saw the pictures of Moonshine U, and that looked really, really cool about learning all those, the tricks of the trade, so to speak. And that had to be an interesting experience, too, learning from these people who have made their life making whiskey and bourbon and things like that.
It really was. Moonshine University out of Louisville, Kentucky. And you're right. Like all the teachers there, the speakers that come in, you know, they've all been in the industry for, you know, 30 plus years. And we got a chance to work with those folks and learn all about the whiskey business. You know, they teach you, you know, everything from the grains and the yeast that you use, the barrel selections, you know, your relationship with distributors. You know, they go through every part of this business, and it really helped us, you know, get a head start on, you know, what we're doing. And you know, we made some mistakes, but, you know, we learned quickly from those folks at Moonshine University. They've helped us out. They continue to help us. They do our bottling for us. You know, and so there's a lot of trust there, and you know, they said one of the most important things that you're going to experience at Moonshine University is all the connection, and it's been so true. You know, we've employed at least 5 people from Moonshine University to help us with our brand, and you know, we're really thankful for that.
That's, I mean, you know, one of the other things that I really enjoyed about when I was looking at your website, I love the bottles that your whiskeys and come in. I mean, they look great, and I love the Art Deco. I'm a big fan of Art Deco lettering anyways, and those bottles just, they stand out. I mean...
Yeah, and that's exactly what we were trying to create. You know, we wanted something that was going to be on the back bar and, you know, something that was... you know, on the shelves at the liquor stores that would stand out. So, you know, there's so many different brands out there. And, you know, our product is an ultra-premium product, so it needed an ultra-premium package. And we believe the flavor profile reflects that. We believe, you know, the package is beautiful. And you're right, it's like 100 years ago, the Gatsby era, mm-hmm. Art Deco, the Roaring 20s. And, you know, that's what our brand's about. It's having a lot of fun. And, you know, we hope to sneak one of our special bottles into the Stanley Cup winning team locker room every year.
Yeah, so, that'd be fantastic.
You know, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and everyone loves a bottle, you know, we're very proud of that.
So it's going to be going on sale initially just in Illinois and Texas, and then other states as soon. When do you have a date yet when Illinois and Texas will be able to start purchasing Belfer Spirits?
They should be on the shelves late this week or early next week. And, They'll be at Sal's, Kenwood, and I'm trying to think of the other ones. I'm pretty sure there's like two or three other ones that they'll be in Chicago. They'll be at Goody Goody here in Dallas and Siegel's.
Okay.
Eventually. And we, you know, we definitely want to visit with all the distributors, and you know, we've been trying to do that as much as possible. So we're looking forward to that day. It's on the shelf. We're going to try and show up at the first place, hopefully, and then take some video and photographs of it.
That'd be great, because I know that I'm already, I joked earlier with Elizabeth, the fact that I know that it's not available in Indiana yet, but the great part about where I live, I am very close to the state line, so I'm planning a little road trip over into Illinois to get my bottles, or bottles. So, like I said, looking forward to seeing that in the stores. And to find out more about this, BelfourSpirits.com, on Twitter at Belfour_Spirits. And on Instagram at Belfour Spirits. So again, if you haven't checked these bottles out, you definitely have to do it. And again, go to the website, BelfourSpirits.com, and click on our story and read about how Ed is doing that. One of the things I did like about that you are interested in helping promote youth hockey, as well as helping retired hockey players who need help, along with veterans and neglected and abused dogs. Those are all things that are close to my heart, and I really I wish you well on the entire venture, Ed.
Yeah, much appreciated, and I just remembered it was Garfield.
Okay.
So that was the other spot there in Chicagoland, and you know, those things are dear to my heart. You know, we want to eventually build a rescue and health facility for dogs here in North Texas. And I look forward to opening that one day. We really care about the guys who paved the way for all us guys that got the privilege to play in the NHL. You know, guys like Bobby Hall and you know, Stan Mikita were my, and Tony Esposito were my heroes. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's some fellas out there, you know, that are, you know, maybe a little down on their luck, and you know, we want to try and help those guys in any way possible. And I know the alumni helps, and we'll definitely support everything they're doing. You know, those types of things are important to myself and Belfour Spirits and our team, you know, giving back for sure.
Well, like I said, we wish you nothing but the best. We hope to check in with you after you get launched in a few more states besides Illinois and Texas, and to see how things are going, and again, just to keep up and help you promote the brand.
You bet. Well, thanks so much for having us, Chris, and you have a great day.
You too. Ed Belfour from BelfourSpirits.com. Ed, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you again.
Thank you.